So you go to the bathroom at the end of the meal. Makes sense. You just ate. You just drank. Makes a lot of, from a biological perspective, makes sense. But now what do? You're now coming back and you finish your bathroom duties. And now you're going to say Asher Yatzar. But you also need a bench. Or say an Alamichya. Or whatever. Which one comes first? You can't fun for this one. This is either this one or that one. No? Who says Asher Yatzar comes first? Asher Yatzar, yeah? Everyone's Asher Yatzar. It's going to be a better Chabur than I thought. Okay, so 1 second. So it starts with the Maharshal. The Maharshal asks the question of what comes first, a bracha achrona. Now he's not talking about benching. So let's say brain of fashos, for argument's sake. Brain of fashos or Asher Yatzar? And he answers Asher Yatzar comes first for 2 reasons. Number one, because it's tadir. Asher Yatzar, you have to go a couple of times in a day, so it's going to be constant. You don't always need to make a brain of fashos. You could go your whole entire life without ever making a brain of fashos, because you always eat bread. You're a big carbs guy. So every time you make a brain of fashos, or you're going to have something which is a shakal, you always have a piece of bread with it. You'll never make a brain of fashos in your entire life. So therefore, he says, Asher Yatzar is more frequent. So tadir, b'sheino tadir, tadir kodem, the more frequent bracha goes first. That's reason number one. Reason number two, he says, is to make a alamichi, or to make a brain of fashos, you have to have a certain shear. You have to have a certain size of food. To go to Asher Yatzar, even a little bit of drop in the bathroom, you are obligated in Asher Yatzar. So therefore, Asher Yatzar is a stronger bracha because it doesn't demand a shear, a size, and therefore, Asher Yatzar goes first. When you're comparing it to a brain of fashos or alamichia, what about, says the Marketzia, I can give you another reason why Asher Yatzar should go first. He says, we want to put the bracha next to the act as close as possible. So you already botched it. You can't eat, you can't bench right after you ate because you went to the bathroom in between. So if you want to put things together, you may as well put the going to the bathroom directly connected to the Asher Yatzar. And at least you'll have that smichus, you'll have that connection back to back. And therefore, says the Marketzia, Asher Yatzar comes first. In case you had any doubt, Mishnah Berurah says very clearly, Kasev b'marshal, mi she'achal davar shechayev bracha achrona, v'shachach, and you forgot to make a bracha achrona, you go to the bathroom, v'nizkir kodim shabal varach Asher Yatzar, which one comes first? Asher Yatzar comes first, the tadir. End of Chabura part one. Very easy. Brain of fashos, or Asher Yatzar, alamichya, Asher Yatzar comes first. Now comes the fun part. But what about benching? It's a daraisa. So now you're playing with fire over here. Because now you have on one end, you have a daraisa bracha. Asher Yatzar, it's a very beautiful bracha, but it ain't daraisa. So which is better? To have a drabanan bracha, which is more frequent, or to have a daraisa bracha, which is less frequent? Which one comes first, huh?
Just have something else to eat.
Oh, so we're going to get excellent. So Mechavim to Rabba Bari. We're going to hold you to Marvin to the end. Hold off 3 minutes. Okay, but which one comes first? So should you have, and does Asher Yatzar come first, which is the Rabbanim, but it's very frequent, or does benching, which you may only do once in Shabbos, but it is at least is Doraisa? No, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, he says this is a very important question. He says the Gemara in Zvachim has a question, which one comes first, something which is Tadir, frequent, or something which is Mekudish, holy. So something which is Daraisa is a holier than a Darabanan. So therefore the Gemara in Zvachim doesn't know which one comes first. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, since the Gemara says either or could work, either or could work over here as well. So says Rabbi Kiva Eger, you want a bench first, bench first. You want to make Asher Yatzar first, Asher Yatzar first. There's no concept of kedimus. There's no concept of precedence over here because Mekudish versus Tadir is anyone works. Now, says the Taz, that doesn't make sense. Tadir comes first, and I'll prove it to you, says the Taz. The most hardest question that no one knows what to do in all of Judaism. Matzah Shabbos Chanukah. Knew which one comes first, Havdalah or Chanukah candles? You get people come to blows over this question. Yeah? So the answer is, it's Machlokas. So the reason why the Taz says Havdalah comes first is because Tadir beats out even Chanukah. Even if you say Chanukah is more Mekudish, says the Taz, Tadir comes first. The Gemara didn't know which one comes first, says the Taz, since the Gemara didn't know, so we bank back on our default. Our default is frequent always goes first. So therefore, Abdallah comes first. Says the Shagas Aryeh, well, why is Tadir the default? Maybe Mekudesh is the default. So that whole question, he doesn't like that at all. So we're back to our original question. So now comes to benching or Asher Yatzar. It's really the same exact question. Is Tadir better, which is Durabanan, or is Mekudesh better, Daraisa, which is benching, should come first? So which one rules? Says the Ridvaz, I've got a way to answer the question. Rabbi says it's Teichemet based on Ridvaz. What about coming up in Adar, Megillah versus a Bris? No, Megillah is Durabanan, a Bris is Daraisa. I don't know, it never happened. I had a girl. I actually had a boy, but one of the brises was like a week before Purim, 2 days before Purim. Yeah, but new. So, which one comes first? Bris or Megillah? Anyone?
Bris.
Says the Ritvaz, Megillah comes first. Why? Because? Why? Because Tadir. Because you could have girls your entire life. And there could be no boys in the world. The world would end very quickly. But a boy is not Tadir. Because you could have, it's not a necessity. You could have, odds are you could. He says, he wants to say Tadir. But the odds are, it's not, you have to have Megillah once a year, yes?
Yeah.
You have to. You don't have to have boys if every single person had a girl. The Metzias, it may be true, but he wants to say Tadir, from the rules of Tadir. It doesn't, Tadir doesn't mean a fat. This is what he wants to say. So says their advisor, 1 second.
So the bris is only once in your life, and the Megillah is every year.
Oh, so that's even better, but she's helping me out. So Megillah, fine. So Megillah's Tadir. Says the Stechema, why don't you just answer, bris should come first, why? Because it's Daraisa. Daraisa infrequent should precede a Durabanan frequent. Says the Shagas Aryeh, you see, that Mekudesh, something doesn't become Mekudesh just because it's Daraisa. Wow, now it becomes Mekudesh. Who says? That's attack number one. Shagas Aryeh, so I'll bring another raya, that Daraisa is not considered Mekudesh. So the Gemara says when you make Kiddush on Yontif, so you say the bracha on the wine, right? Help me out here, make sure I'm getting this right? Yachnaz, right? Or Abdallah, right? Yayin before the Kiddush Hayom, right? Oh, that's always what we do. We say Brei Pri HaGafen. I always got this messed up, right? So Yayin is first, but Yayin is the Rabbana. The Kiddush, if anything, could be, our coast may not be the Raisa, but then be Mekadesh could be the Raisa. So you see there what? That we'd rather have the frequent beat out the more Mekudesh the Raisa. Again, the fact that something is Daraisa doesn't mean that it comes first. It's attack number two. Attack number three, you could say, is Zachar. Zachar, we lay in what? Aliyah.
Yeah.
After, why? Parsha Zachar should be Rishon. It's more, it's Daraisa. Parsha Tetzav, my bar mitzvah parsha, which usually comes out, is the first year I get to do my haftarah in a few years, yeah? So it's because this year Zachar is not Tetzav, but Zachar is going to come out, so if it's usually Tetzav, you should wait at Rishon. Why not? Because you see that something which is more Tadir, the concept of Kriyas HaTorah on a weekly basis, precedes something which is Daraisa, because Tadir trumps even a Daraisa, which is infrequent. So it's attack number three on this Rabbi Akiva Eger. Ba'alav Neo de Behuda agrees with Rabbi Akiva Eger. It comes out, according to this, that just because something is Daraisa, benching, would not precede Asher Yatzar. So how do you pass it? Halacha Maisa. Asher Yatzar or benching? Based on this, you could go either way. So it comes on the Chavos Yair and he says Asher Yatzar comes first. Kaf HaChaim says Asher Yatzar comes first. Rabbi Avadia says Asher Yatzar comes first. But the Chazanish wants to say, well, maybe the benching should come first, because if you think about it, you were Chayim in benching even before you went to the bathroom. You finished your meal, now you went to the bathroom. So really you were chayiv in benching before you even went to the bathroom if you were done eating. So that came first. Maybe you should be chayiv in that first. But he says, the other svar is, if you don't say Asher Yatzar first, you know what's going to happen? Yeah. You're going to forget to say Asher Yatzar. So even then he meanders a little bit. Says the Horus Nassan, Asher Yatzar comes first because you forgot what I started the Chabur with. There was another reason why Asher Yatzar beats out Brain of Fashos, is Asher Yatzar, we said there's no shear. So benching, there is a shear. You have to eat a certain amount of food to bench. So therefore, maybe Asher Yatzar is better because of that. Says the Mevaster Tov, I'll give you another reason. Again, you don't want to have a hefsik, we said, between the bathroom and the Asher Yatzar. You already have a hefsik between the meal and the benching, so at least make the Asher Yatzar first as well. Rav Abadi says, Marvin's pshat, good pshat. Rav Abadi says, I'll tell you why Asher Yatzar should come first. Because you could always have another piece of bread. Best thing to do is say Asher Yatzar first. Eat another bite. You'll continue your meal. And then you'll be chayiv in benching. So the whole shaila doesn't even begin at all. I want to end with a little bit of a, you know, a take it or leave it type of svara. I saw a little bit of svara, the rest is my own. They say that Asher Yatzer is a completely tadir. Asher Yatzer is a unique bracha. It's completely constant. Why? Because you're not only thanking God for going to the bathroom. You're thanking God for that your organs are constantly functioning, you know, in every second. Dr. Shields, help us out here, right? On a daily, second basis, your whole body is working healthily, Baruch Hashem. So Asher Yatzer is a freaky constant bracha. It's every second. So it's a super tadir. So maybe if you have a super tadir against the Mekudish Daraisa, that's why Asher Yatzer should come first, because it's so constant that really beats out the benching. Upshot is you're fine who you rely upon either way. Rabbi Kibager says you're fine to do benching, but it seems to be that most Achronim say Asher Yatzer comes first. Probably makes sense to make Asher Yatzer first, so otherwise you're definitely going to forget. Okay. Shkoyach.